2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
There is a question that every American should be asking themselves right now, and that is this question about mandates. Step back and ask yourself this question. What does a mandate mean? Does a mandate mean that if I get two COVID-19 vaccine shots and I'm considered, quote, fully vaccinated, that I am in compliance? Is that what it means? Or does a vaccine mandate mean that I have to keep up with a booster shot? Does only one booster shot mean that I'm fully vaccinated plus one booster shot mean that I am COVID-19 vaccine compliant? As the debate is continuing and we are seeing more and more people being forced to quit their jobs, policemen that are being forced are being fired because they're not getting the, quote, vaccine mandate. We have firemen, we have law enforcement officials all over the country, EMTs, hospital workers, automobile manufacturers, airline pilots, people that work on trains and public transportation. The list goes on and on. The question that we all should just step back for a second and ask is the question, well, what does a vaccine mandate mean by definition? And how long am I in compliance if we know now that we're going to have a booster shot? Now, I've gotten both shots, right? I am vaccinated, quote unquote. When do I lose that status? Is it when I become eligible for a booster shot? And if I decide not to get that booster shot, do I lose my vaccinated status? Can I travel to New York? Can I go to a restaurant? Can I get on a plane? Can I go to a foreign country? Can I come back into America from another country if I don't have my booster? You know, when you talk about these vaccine mandates, these are the questions that need to be asked, and these are the questions that are not being asked and are certainly not being answered. Now, there are two governors right now that are coming out, and they are fighting back hardcore. One of them is Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The other is Governor DeSantis in Florida. And Governor Greg Abbott has now gone back to the fundamentals about vaccine mandates. And he has said this weekend, quote, there is zero authority in the U.S. Constitution that gives the President of the United States of America or his administration the authority to mandate anyone take a vaccine. He is arguing this from a constitutional perspective. And by the way, he's right. You notice that virtually any employees now that get together and get a lawyer and challenge the vaccine mandates are winning. When I say winning, they may not be declared by the courts that they're absolutely right. What the courts are saying is we're going to pause you from losing your job. Now, I want to play for you Governor Greg Abbott and the conversation that he had with Maria Bartiromo about this possibility of booster shots being the, quote, new definition of being vaccinated. Like, without those vaccine mandates plus the booster shot, you may lose your status as, quote, vaccinated.
And ask you before you go about these vaccine mandates, Texas and Florida banning COVID vaccine mandates. Now, the White House is accusing you of putting politics ahead of health. What did you decide? Why did you decide to ban it? And set the record straight for us. Does federal law override state law on what you can do with regard to mandating a vaccine? Look at all of the people resigning right now.
Well, you make a good point about all the people resigning, because that's one of the problems with regard to the supply chain, because so many people who are being forced to get a vaccine do not want to do that, and hence they're leaving their jobs. However, to answer your question, clearly, what President Biden is doing is unconstitutional. There is zero authority in the Constitution that gives the president or his administration the authority to mandate anybody taking a vaccine. And that's why we feel very confident that the state executive order will supersede the federal executive order, because the federal executive order is completely unconstitutional.
This, by the way, needs to be fought in every state. If you're listening, you need to be calling your elected officials, whatever state you're in, and you need to be saying, hey, you probably need to do the exact same thing they're doing in Texas. Now, a lot of states are gun shy. Want to make that clear. They are gun shy because they're like, well, let's just see what happens, right? Like let's just see what ends up happening. Let's see how this works with Texas. And then if they are right and they do end up being right, then that's what we'll do. We'll do the same thing. I would argue, though, that the states have a duty and obligation for their citizens to not wait. They have an obligation, a duty to do it right now. They have a duty and an obligation to do it immediately, because the people in their states deserve to not have to wait. Why should anybody have to wait? And why should somebody lose their job because their state government refused to step up and do what Texas is doing and protect your rights, your freedoms? And I do believe that he is right. I 100% believe that he is accurate. And what he has just said about the state law would supersede, and the president doesn't have the right to do this. I couldn't agree with him more. Now, vaccine mandates, what does the meaning mean? What does the definition mean? And before you jump on board this, I'm in favor of vaccine mandates, understand what that might you might be agreeing to when you support the idea of a vaccine mandate. You might be agreeing to indefinite shots every 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 11 months, every year for a booster shot indefinitely. That could last for 5 years, 3 years, 2 years, 8 years, 20 years. We don't know. But if you are an advocate of a vaccine mandate, this very well may be what you are advocating for, and you haven't even thought about it. And that's the point that the governor in Texas is making.
We want to make sure that our fellow Texans who have been forced into this impossible situation about providing for their livelihood versus being forced to take into their body something they do not want, that it will be the state stepping up and protecting the individual liberty of our fellow Texans from being forced to take a vaccine that could cause them harm, that doesn't take into effect the acquired immunity they might otherwise have. It doesn't take into effect the severe reactions that some people are having to shots. And I got to raise with you, Maria, something else that people haven't considered, and that is, where does this end? We're talking about a federal mandate for a shot. As you know, there's waning effectiveness of these shots. Are people going to be required by the federal government to take a shot every single year for the rest of their lives? Americans need to come to grips with the unconstitutional overreach by the Biden administration.
Yeah, are they going to have to take a shot for the rest of their lives? When you agree to a vaccine mandate, this may be what you are agreeing to. Now, this is coming from the same individuals in the media and in this administration that are telling you you don't have any rights in this country unless you do what they tell you to do with vaccine mandates. They have been beating this drum on vaccine mandates now week after week after week after week, month after month now. And they are doing everything they can to try to force you into a vaccine mandate where you feel like you don't even have the right to stand up, or you're too little to stand up, so you better just comply. And everyone in the media has been doing this.
No one likes to mandate people to do things that they may not want to do. But sometimes for the greater good of society, you have to do that.
That's the logic. Fauci right there. All right. That's a lie, by the way. He loves these mandates. It's his ultimate power. I mean, if you look at Fauci right now, Fauci pretty much has more power than Donald, than the president of the United States of America has. This is a guy that can tell you what jab to get, what shot to get. And if they can do it on this one, you don't think they're going to do it on the next one? I mean, and this whole idea that you were able to get a religious exemption, that has completely disappeared from society. Have you noticed that? It's completely disappeared from society. We are witnessing now your religious exemptions are laughed at. Companies are laughing at them because they don't have to. And if you think Fauci, by the way, doesn't have total anger and resentment towards you and anyone that questions his authority, all you have to do is just listen to him. Fauci went on Fox News Sunday saying, quote, people have conspiracy theories, deny reality, don't particularly care for me. He's now trying to turn you into the crazy ones. Fauci said, again, on Fox News Sunday, that Americans who think he is a polarizing figure were people who denied reality. Not true. I think he's a polarizing figure, and I don't believe that I'm denying reality. This is a psychotic man who truly believes that he can just force you to do anything medically that he wants, that he has the right and the power to do it.
Likes to mandate people to do things that they may not want to do. But sometimes for the greater good of society, you have to do that.
If we give in now, what is next? Going back to Greg Abbott, if we give in now, how long am I going to have to stay vaccinated or get booster shots to be in compliance with them and what they believe I have to do? 2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The media, by the way, doesn't care about any of your rights, and I think we've clearly witnessed that over the last 2 years dealing with COVID. Whatever they believe at the moment you should be doing, they will force you into submission. They will support any politician that is willing to say what they believe in, which is anything that deals with taking away your rights. You don't believe me? Let me remind you of the media trying to force you to get a vaccine and advocating for the government mandating it indefinitely.
You got to start telling people if you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this office or this place of business.
We really need to make it clear that there are privileges associated with being an American, that if you wish to have these privileges, you need to get vaccinated. Travel and having the right to travel interstate, it's not a constitutional right as far as I know.
Getting vaccinated is not a personal choice. It's not. It's something that we do for the community.
I think that he should approach this with an iron fist.
If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come to work.
People aren't then going to threaten to go to another workplace. If every workplace has that same requirement, that's a good thing. So I don't think it's overreach. I think this is what's needed in the middle of a pandemic. And in fact, I think the Biden administration, if anything, could have gone even further.
And those governors that stand in the way, I think it was very clear from the president's tone today that he will run over them.
If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this gym.
Screw your freedom, because with freedom comes obligations and responsibilities.
Your personal choice ends where my right not to get killed by an infectious disease begins. So we have these collective actions for the good of the community, not the individual.
We don't live in a bubble. We live in a community. And that is why there have been a number of instances throughout history where we have made a decision as a society to abide by common rules that protect the common good.
We really have to think in terms of what is best for society at this point.
If you don't get vaccinated, you can't come into this, get onto this airplane.
You can stay unvaccinated if you want, but you're not going to be able to travel to see your family.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Okay, I go back to the basic question I asked a moment ago. What is the definition of vaccinated? Go back and think about that. When you have a conversation now with your family and your friends, because part of this is winning a war, a mind war, a PR war, a marketing war with your family and friends. I don't know a single family in this country that isn't divided on this issue. I don't know a single family that's all in for being non-vaccinated or all in for being vaccinated. But when you have this conversation, you have this debate over vaccine mandates, the conversation that does need to take place, the conversation that we need to be having is, hey, what are we going to agree to and what are we going to give up? Right? What are we giving up by saying mandates? What are we giving up when the government mandates us do something? What is it that we're saying or are advocating for when we give it up? You know, I've been vaccinated, but does that mean that my vaccine status, and based on the constantly moving goalposts, I would assume that at some point I am non-compliant by default if I don't get the booster shot when they tell me to get the booster shot. At some point, they're going to tell me I can't fly anymore or I can't come to work anymore, even though I've been, quote, fully vaccinated, because we're going to change the goalposts of what the definition of fully vaccinated actually means. That's where we're headed, y'all. This is the reason why states need to stand up. This is why governors need to stand up. And this is why they need to say, when you hear a president say something, this is not what a president should ever sound like. A president of the United States of America should never, ever sound like what we just heard from the president, where he says, but, you know, we're getting a little bit exhausted here. Right, where my patience is wearing thin.
Patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
I'm patient, but my patience is running thin. That is not, just because the president's patience is wearing thin does not mean that he has the right to take away all of your rights. Again, this is a PR war. And what the Democrats refuse to understand, and what these liberals refuse to understand, is that they would just go get in a cave. If they would go back and stick their heads in their rear ends again. if they would just do that, the chances are a lot more people would get vaccinated. If they would stop using the word mandate, the chances are that a lot of people would very quickly go get vaccinated at the same rates we saw before. If they would stop making this into a political football and respect people's rights and allow that to be a personal choice, you would have more people get vaccinated. Toronto General Hospital, just so you know what's happening there when they put in their mandates. Socialized medicine has turned out to be so great in Canada. The simple task now, finding a family doctor after they just recently fired staff, can't be done without being put on a years-long wait list. This is a fact now. The wait list for a family doctor under the socialized medicine system in Toronto has reached 78,000 people as of this October. It says it will be now more than a year for you to get a simple family doctor. They just fired a bunch of doctors with vaccine mandates. Nothing to see there, right? So you've got to wait a year to get a doctor. You have to wait an entire year or more than a year, actually. It's what they're saying, to get a doctor in Canada right now. And they decided it was a good idea during the middle of a pandemic to fire a bunch of doctors. Don't ask questions, folks. Just comply. You know, there was sad news of the passing of Colin Powell, a guy that I had the opportunity to get to know. I like Colin Powell. I really did. I disagree with his politics at the end of his career, but his life work is something I can stand behind and applaud. He deserves a standing ovation for what he has done. I want to make that clear. But, you know, you look at Colin Powell. He dies of COVID-19 complications, meaning he died from COVID-19, right? And when he died of COVID-19, his family put out a statement that he was, quote, fully vaccinated, which is great. And he still died. So this idea that if I get the vaccine, that somehow I am immediately going to have no more issues and that I'm immediately going to be safe is also not true. And Colin Powell is proof of that. I'm not saying use that as a reason to not get the vaccine either. Overwhelming data has shown something very clearly. Overwhelming data has shown that COVID-19 vaccinations do help you stay out of the hospital and have major negative impacts of COVID-19. Doesn't mean it's going to be foolproof. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. Okay? I want to make that very clear as well. But we need to get back to the science. That's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to dealing with actual science, and we need to get back to people making a medical decision instead of a political decision. That's the biggest problem we're having right now. That's the biggest screw up we're having right now is that. We have far too many people right now. Far, far, far too many people that are making decisions based on politics. And if the politicians would shut up, and if the politicians would just be quiet, it would be amazing what could take place. It would be amazing what could change. It would be incredible what could happen. 2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got to understand one reason, though, why the only thing the Democrats are really trying to talk about right now is mandating you get a vaccine is because that's the only issue they're winning on right now. Understand that there is like total anarchy and there is total division within the Democratic Party right now on what they should be doing in this country because Biden's presidency is clearly floundering. Adam Schiff this week, Shifty Schiff, coming out saying, you know, we will go after anyone who doesn't provide information to January 6th committee. We're going to put you in jail. They're still focusing on this, folks. They think the American people care about what happened on January the 6th to the point where they're treating it like a 9/11. They're on TV this weekend trying to like rally the troops, the Democratic Party. We're going to go after anybody that doesn't comply. We're going to throw you in jail. And they're power drunk because they basically figured out they can do whatever the hell they want to while they're in power. They can break any laws. They can do whatever they want to. They can mandate anything they want to. Take a listen to Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
Is set to vote this Tuesday on federal criminal contempt charges for former Trump advisor Steve Bannon for refusing to comply with the committee's subpoena. A move President Biden supports 100%.
I hope that the committee goes after them and holds them accountable.
Should they be prosecuted by the Justice Department?
I do, yes.
This is Richard Nixon-esque, just so you know. This is 100% Richard Nixon-esque. We're gonna focus on the evil Trump supporter. We're going to put him in prison. We also been told that some of the people that have been held in jail from January 6th that they've arrested have been put into solitary confinement. They say it's for their quote own good to keep them away from other people with COVID-19. Total crap. That is not the case, folks. They're literally trying to get people to go insane. That were at the Capitol January the 6th are not a threat to our national security, that are not a threat to this country like a terrorist, and they're putting them in solitary confinement, claiming it's because of COVID to punish them for being there on January the 6th. There are people that had nothing to do with going into the Capitol on January the 6th that are now being subpoenaed. And if they don't comply, they're going to come lock them up and put them in jail, and they're treating them like terrorists. This is the only thing the Democratic Party has right now going for them. It's everybody that, like Donald Trump, is a terrorist, a domestic terrorist, and we will treat them like that. And this is public enemy number one. And we'll put them in jail. We'll hold them in criminal contempt. And we will separate them from society, put them in solitary confinement where they only see the outside world for 30 minutes a day because they supported Donald Trump and they were in and or around the Capitol.
Joining me now, Congressman Adam Schiff, member of the Select Committee on the January 6th attack, chair of the House Intelligence Committee, lead impeachment manager at the first of Trump's two Senate trials, and the author of the new book, Midnight in Washington, How We Almost Lost Our Democracy and Still Could.
By the way, that's the same guy. I love how they give him that amazing intro there. I wanted you to hear that. This is the same guy that lied and knew he was putting together fake information about Russian collusion with Donald Trump colluding with the Russians the entire time. He knew that Hillary Clinton bought and paid for it. The DNC bought and paid for that dossier. And he's the guy that went to impeach Donald Trump not once but twice on faulty information that he knew was a lie. Don't forget that. It's an important point that we need to make. This is Adam Schiff. Now, you hear the way the NBC News introduces him like he's some folklore hero, like he's the greatest thing, a gift to American democracy. This is a guy that tried to overthrow the will of the people, knowing the information he was using to overthrow the will of the people, a free and a fair election, because he didn't like the outcome. That's Adam Schiff. But let's give him a great introduction, and then let's threaten any Trump supporter that if you were in or around the Capitol on January the 6th, we will come after you and put you in jail.
Chairman Schiff, thank you so much for coming back to the Sunday show. Let's talk about what's going to happen on Tuesday and the potential of criminal contempt charges for Steve Bannon. What's the process here?
The process is on Thursday night, we'll be voting on a report in the committee. The report concludes that Bannon should be held in contempt. He failed to appear. He has no reasonable explanation for that failure to appear. And that will then go to the full House. The full House will vote to hold him in criminal contempt. And then the Speaker will ultimately refer that contempt to the Justice Department, where the statute says that the Justice Department has a duty to present it to the grand jury.
And so I just want to make sure I heard you correctly, that Tuesday isn't the day, it's Thursday?
Tuesday. Tuesday. Take up the report.
By the way, I love this is the guy who's in charge. He doesn't even know which day he's going to do this. And MSNBC is like, hey, Adam, just so you know, it's Tuesday. You guys are going to do this, not Thursday. This guy doesn't even know what's going on. He literally has no clue what's happening. He's in charge, though. Don't worry. Thursday, we're going to throw down. Are you? Well, maybe not. I mean, it's Tuesday. Is it Tuesday, Adam? Which one is it? Because if you're in charge, you should probably know when you're going to recommend that somebody should be held in contempt. And you should probably know when you're going to recommend that he go to a grand jury. Like, that's kind of important. You should probably know the timeline. Doesn't matter, right? This is all theater. How do we get our footing back with the American people? Let's tell them that the scariest moment in their lives was January the 6th, that it was worse than 9/11. Let's go after these people. Let's put them in jail. Let's silence them. Let's destroy their lives. Let's make sure that they can never see the light of day. That's how we do this. That's how we win this. That's how we fight back. This is how we divide the country. And we must divide them right now. It's all the Democratic Party has to offer. That is it. He's not done, by the way, with you terrorists out there that support Donald Trump either.
We'll pass it out of the committee on Tuesday. I don't know the date that we will take it up on the floor. We hope to take it up very soon. But we're not messing around here. We're moving very expeditiously. To me, this is an early sign of whether our democracy is recovering. Whether it's true that no one is above the law, that the rule of law must apply. So we intend to go after anyone who doesn't provide information that they're lawfully compelled to our committee.
There it is. We're going to come after you. You don't do what we tell you to do. We will come after you. We will punish you. We will silence you. We will put you in jail. We'll put you in solitary confinement. We'll say it's for your own good with COVID-19 because we're the Democratic Party and that is what we do. Hey, just so you know, there's a bunch of illegal immigrants coming across the border right now that have been released with COVID-19. You, just out of curiosity, anybody going to do something with that? Nah. Why would we do something with that? No, we'll separate you in prison, though, if you were involved in January the 6th. That we will do. NBC News, by the way, trying to temper expectations for the midterm elections. even on Meet the Press on Sunday, referring to the Democrats' spending bill. They're saying Biden faces a lot of challenges, and the Democrats aren't really excited about what he's doing.
I don't know that Democratic voters are particularly excited about Build Back Better or an infrastructure bill.
Don't you see all the individual polling that they tell you this? I'm sorry, I just might make me
I know
nuts.
It.
Just
I
because
know.
Something polls well doesn't mean
that
the,
it's salient. It's not right. salient.
That's Democrats now saying this. They're like, I don't know if this is really working with the American people. And when the Biden administration tells you their crap line this week that it's a good thing that we're out of oil and we're out of food and we're out of everything at the stores that you need and that we may not have Christmas gifts, they're actually spinning that Jedi mind trick and he's telling you what's a good thing. It means the economy's strong. That's what they're trying to sell you right now. Again, Meet the Press, hedging their bets a little bit, waiting for a massive fallout win the midterms.
And so I think they're sort of missing out on the things that do really energize Democrats on the one hand. And then the other is everything you just talked about, which is there's just a sluggishness in the economy, in the optimism that he's also the president and Democrats aren't delivering on the sort of bread and butter that they were hoping they would.
So we'll just demonize people that don't get the jab and we'll go after people for insurrection on January the 6th again, and we'll revisit that one. There it is. We figured it out, folks. We're all good now. That's the Democratic Party, and that's what they're offering you now. Congratulations. I hope you're excited. Hope every one of you will share this podcast to help us get out the word on everything we just talked about today. Please write us a review and share this with your family and friends. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, it helps us tremendously if you leave us a review. So make sure you do that right now, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.